Japan 2.0.
Tell me when I'm on the go.
You see me on your television, you hear me on your radio. You like it where your eyes,
but tell me when I'm on the go.
Japan 2.0.
Tell me when I'm on the go.
2.2. Point.
Hello and welcome to Japan 2.0. This is your host David.
And this is Matt.
Today we're going to bring to you one of my absolute favorite topics about Japan, which is the convenience stores, or better known as konbini.
Yeah, konbinis are a staple in Japan, and if you come here, you'll definitely have some interaction with one.
As a tourist or living here, I think they're pretty impossible to avoid, and they also have a pretty big stigma. Like, everyone associates convenience stores with Japan.
Well, I think they also have a stigma in the United States, where we're from, because...
For different reasons.
Yeah, because convenience stores aren't that great in the States. I mean, you could go to... Maybe if you're getting gas, you could go into a convenience store and get some candy or something, but there's not a lot of options.
All right. On the count of three, say the one thing that's better about American convenience stores than Japanese. Right. Get it in your mind first.
All right.
Is famous, especially your clue is especially one chain of convenience stores that you can't get here.
Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Slurpees.
That's right.
Yeah, Slurpees, you can't get them in Japan, even though they have 7-Elevens. But I mean, in every other category, the convenience stores in Japan really, they destroy the convenience stores back home.
That's the one thing. However, in Hong Kong, the 7-Elevens there do carry Slurpees, but only like two or three.
It's surprising.
Not 20, like, back home. But yeah, I'll definitely take what Japan has to offer over the Slurpee any day.
Yeah, and before we begin, I think we should say the name of the three probably most prevalent chains that are here in Japan.
Yeah.
The three big ones are 7-Eleven, Lawson's, and Family Mart.
Yep, and there's definitely more than that, and there's smaller ones, but those are the three big chains. I wish I had the fact, because I remember reading which one is the most popular, but I don't remember. But they're pretty close, and they all are very successful and make a lot of money, and they're on every corner. It's funny, some parts of town will have more Lawson's, and some parts will have more 7-Elevens. They have their like territories, and everyone's got their favorite. And during our second segment of the show, we're gonna kind of break down how they're different, and then I think we're gonna have to say our favorite after that, which I'm gonna have to think about. Mine changes a lot.
Yeah, mine changes too. The thing about convenience stores is they all do the same things in some way. So, for example, you could get coffee at all three.
Yeah.
Or you could get pastries at all three.
And multiple kinds of coffee, like fresh coffee, like, you know, you get like a latte, for example, or iced coffee, not in a can, but, you know, someone's making it for you or you're making it yourself. Pastries, they have ice cream, alcohol.
Bento. Drinks. Bento is probably the most important one. Bento is the box lunches that you get in Japan.
Yep.
And they come in a variety of different types of foods. And all three of them do bento differently.
Yeah, and this is my third year in Japan, and I eat at the convenience store almost every day. I live close to my house, so sometimes I'll have leftovers at home. But if I'm not doing that, I'm always going out to the convenience store, just because it's good, it's fast, and it's easy, and it's relatively cheap. I'd say the average bento is $4 or $5 there. And I usually have to get something on the side, too, to be full. But yeah, you could eat there. I mean, if you're being cheap and you're not picky, I think you could eat there for $5 and be full if you get a cheaper bento and a famichiki or a pizzaman. We're outside of a pretty luxury Family Mart right now. It's on the top of an eighth floor of a building, 10th floor of a building.
And things are falling.
Things are falling. Earthquake. No.
We shouldn't joke like that. Because Kansai is ready for a big earthquake.
Yeah. But so there's a lot of variety even in the Family Marts or Lawson's or 7-Elevens. There's like some one-off stores.
Yeah, I went to a store in Tokyo once that it was a Lawson's, just a normal Lawson's, but it was Dragon Quest themed.
Yep.
If you're familiar with the Dragon Quest series, it's a popular video game series in Japan. Mm. And some of them have come over to the States recently, and a few of them are coming over soon. But in America, we're most people might know Final Fantasy or Fallout for RPGs, but in Japan, Dragon Quest is the biggest RPG.
Yeah, so much so it got its own convenience
store. It had its own convenience store. That was pretty cool, but I will say that there wasn't very much to it other than the decorations inside were different, and the music, Dragon Quest music played when you were walking inside. Did a little stair step thing.
Yeah. But before like we really get into the big three and I mean going over them in general, I've been to a lot of really nice ones in Tokyo that are like gourmet convenience stores, and they're not one of those big three brands where they'll have like $40 bottles of wine there and like legit good food, and you sit out in the patio with like a great view. For me, I'd never go to a bar, you know, because you're getting stuff there at half price you would at a bar or a nice restaurant. Those are rare and hard to find, but when you do find them, they're great.
Well, I mean, we're sitting at one right now. We're in Umeda, at the Lukuya building. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Lukuya, I think.
Lukuya building. And up at the top, on the top floor, on the, what is this, the 9th or 10th floor,
yeah.
There's a convenience store.
It's basically a family mart.
It's one of those special family marts.
It's
called Famima. That's how this one is.
And it's a great place. It has a view of the city, and you could come out here and drink coffee or drink beer.
We're sitting like with a garden view and waterfalls, and then if you go up those stairs over there, there's like a city garden. There's vegetables and fruit and stuff growing. And
I'm looking at the Sky Building, the Osaka Sky Building, right now, and it's right here in front of my face. This is an awesome convenience store.
Yeah,
and you would never guess that like a convenience store would be up here at the top of a building.
A really nice new building.
Yeah.
It's not like old. And Matt's drinking a $2 latte, and I have a $2.50, $3 beer. And it beats the bar. There's bars across the street with the same view, and you're gonna pay $10 or $15.
There's a bar downstairs from us. There are a bunch of restaurants and places where you could get a drink, and I think this is a much better view.
Yeah, it's a hidden gem of Osaka. And you're not gonna find these everywhere. It took us a while to find. And
but I think every city probably has one. You know, I think that if you go to Tokyo, you could definitely find the custom convenience stores.
Yeah.
And I think Osaka, the big cities, will definitely have them somewhere.
Mm.
And they're worth visiting. I mean, in a lot of ways, they're just the same as a convenience store anywhere else.
But the quality of each item. So, like, when we said earlier what they had to offer, I was kind of realizing, you know what? This is like convenience stores in the West. It doesn't sound that special. But, yeah, everything's really, really good quality. And things rotate a lot as well. That's a pretty big deal. Some of them more than others, which we'll get into. But I guess for me, I'm not a big grocery shopper guy unless I'm going to, like, kind of fancy grocery store. That's a little exciting. But when I do my regular grocery shopping, I kind of dread it. But I go to the convenience store literally every day, and it's always exciting because you're going to see new stuff in there. And I'm always like excited to see what's new.
I do like that you find something new, and that's great all the time. I will say that there is one downside to that. And that is that some items that you like to buy at the convenience stores or that you find at the convenience stores might not be there the next time you go in. So I don't know why this happens, but I think the whoever's in charge of ordering particular items stops ordering those items once they're all sold. It's not with everything, but an example I'll give is the 7-Eleven near our house used to sell this jar of 7-Eleven brand bamboo shoots that were sautéed in, or I guess pickled in, spicy sesame oil, and my wife and I, we really love it. We eat it all the time, and recently we've been going in, and they haven't had it. They haven't had it for maybe two months.
Have you tried multiple locations or just the same?
Multiple locations. Yeah. I can't find them anywhere, but I started buying a different brand, which was also quite good, but it was too bad because it was really cheap. It was like 100 yen, and the brand that I buy now is 200 yen. So about half price.
I find myself buying an item a lot that I love, knowing that it probably won't be there for long. And I'd be like, yeah, I'll get that once a week. But when I know I'm in Japan, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get that like every other day because I gotta appreciate it while it's there. I wonder if that's their methodology behind it, you know, to like keep you buying stuff. Or I'll just buy it if it's non-perishable. I'll just buy a ton of it and store it in my cupboard. examples are like ice creams. Ice creams are big changers. There's very few ice cream staples. The ice cream though is incredible at the convenience stores. I've had some of the best $2 ice cream in my life here in Japan, better than like any like nice gourmet $6 ice cream shop, better than Cold Stone or something like that back home. And they're very creative with their ice creams.
You know? Well, it changes with the seasons.
It does.
If it's a summer season, then you get a lot of melon flavored ice creams. If it's the winter, you might like in fall they had pumpkin flavored ice creams in winter, they probably have something peppermint flavored or Christmas themed.
I'll never forget, the best I ever had was called Triple Nuts. And it was only at Family Marts in Osaka. And I've only had it 2 or 3 times in my life. And I, like, when I had it the first time, I was like, this is incredible. I know it's not here to last. Like, I'm going to go every day and get this because it's that good. I went back to where I live in Kobe. I couldn't find it anywhere, even the next day. I went back to Osaka the next weekend. I could find it, like, at every Family Mart. But, I mean, it's far from my house, so I couldn't bring it home, so I could just get one. And then I came back again and never ever saw it again. The funny thing is that my local Family Mart, they had the like sticker for it outside, but it was never stocked, it was never there. So I don't know what the story was. I don't know if everyone was buying it and they knew it was good, or why it wasn't there even though the sticker was there.
Yeah, once something...
It's a mystery.
Yeah, once something goes, there's something that you do. It's a convenience hunt. You start stopping into all these different convenies to see if they have the item that you really want. And my wife was looking for these mochi, chocolate mochi ice creams.
Yeah,
which,
not,
I mean...
It's not mochi, though. We found out,
it's
right?
not mochi. We thought it was mochi, but it's the texture of mochi. It's like a sticky chocolate.
They're so good.
Yeah, and they're really delicious. But sometimes they're hard... They're hard to find.
They're back in stock now.
Yeah, a lot of my convenience stores stop stocking them. So what my wife and I do is when we go to different convenience stores, we look to see if those mochis or those chocolate ice creams are available.
Yeah. Mine always has them now. I've been getting them like all this week, last week too.
Yeah, beer is the same way. Yeah. We really like Grand Kirin, which is one like of Kirin's like craft beers. Craft beers in quotes, air quotes, sometimes our 7-Eleven will stock them and sometimes they won't, and so we have to go to a couple of different convenience stores around our house to make sure we know which ones are stocking them at the time.
Yeah. And like we said, there's definitely trends, and I don't want to spoil it too much, but like 7-Eleven, for example, for me is the weakest in the alcohol department. I know I'm going to go just get a beer. I'll never go to 7-Eleven. In my town, I'm lucky enough to have the big three within 5 minutes walk. That's just an example. Like, 7-Elevens are weak on beer.
What are some of the things that all convenience stores do well? I have one.
Yeah.
One is Mon, and I was just eating some right now.
Why don't you explain Mon?
Yeah, Mon is like Chinese dumpling. Mm. It's made of a rice bread, and in the inside it has usually pork or cheese, or it could have barbecued pork.
Yeah, there's a lot of special ones of those too.
Yeah, different ingredients.
And they're nice and hot in the winter. They're hard to find in the summer. You can find some convenience stores that will carry them in the summer, but it's majority a winter food.
Yeah.
And they're great for
when the winter comes, the Mon machines come out, and then you could get a hot Mon. And when it's cold and out and you're going to a concert or something and you want something warm in your hands, nothing beats Pizza Mon. I like the Pizza Mon a lot.
Pizza Mon's the best. Because we don't have like Hot Pockets or like Bagel Bites or anything. There's no kind of like easy pizza here. Pizza's kind of expensive. It's the closest thing to like a frozen pizza snack, and it's like $1, $1.50. I was just noticing on your latte right now, talk about the convenience at the convenience stores, there's a little nose hole for your nose, so when you drink it there's like a divot, so that's totally what that's there for.
Yeah, so the lid of my my coffee has a divot where you could
your
stick
your nose would go when you pull it
your
up.
Nose would go when
I've
you drink
I've never noticed that before. But
that is cool.
It's lame, but honestly, the convenience at the convenience store is something they all have. Like, you're gonna get service there, you know, that back home you get like a nice restaurant, an expensive restaurant. A lot of times I do a lot of my shopping there. It's not uncommon that I'll spend $20 or $30 at a convenience store just doing grocery shopping, and you win, you get to stick your hand in and win. I'd say like once or twice a month that event's going on, and like I always grab it and I can't really read it or tell what it is, and they run so fast and like bring it back to me. I'm sure you're probably supposed to just go grab it yourself, but it's like waiting on their hands and feet.
Yeah,
over a dollar item I got for free, you know.
Yeah, they have a lot of different things they do to keep you coming back. For example, there's the cards that you could get, point cards.
I could go into a whole lecture about that.
About the point
cards. I'm all about the point cards.
Well, maybe we could save that for a segment in another episode. But the point cards are really good because every time you make a purchase, I mean, like David was saying, a lot of times you go in there and you want to buy a few things for breakfast, for example. I could buy bacon there. I could buy eggs. I could buy milk. And then I go use my point card and I get like 1 yen on every 100 yen I spend.
Yeah.
And,
you know. 1 yen per item usually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, then that's even better.
Yeah. And so, you can do it outside of the convenience store. So there's partnerships. And we'll go into further depth later. But like you go to a bookstore, for example, and you get the same points you get at Family Mart. And they really add up. For me, I have all the big three, and I have at least between $10 and $20. And I've been doing it for 6 months to a year at each one. So I have about $60 across the board, just free money that I can spend back at those stores, or you can actually use it other places too. But those point cards are awesome.
Yeah. Another thing, I mean, you get coffee and pastries. So, like, there are a ton of pastries.
Some pastries that are better than, like, the donut shops. And the donut shops here are great. It's not knocking them at all, but there's some, you have to know what to get. You can get bad ones too, but there are some that are just incredible.
Well, just for example, what's one that you really like?
Definitely it's a sour cream glazed, half chocolate donut at Lawson's. Incredible. Like, one of the best donuts I've had in my life. I thought it was just me and my wife, but I bought it for other people, and they're all like, whoa, where'd you get that donut from? It was really good. And it's a buck at the convenience store.
Oh, that sounds really good.
How about you?
One of my favorites is at Family Mart, they have this chocolate dough pastry. It looks like a Danish, but it has chocolate chips inside.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like half-cooked Danish. It's very, like, the consistency is very, not flaky, but very stretchy.
Yeah.
Pulley. I don't know. Taffy.
I know similar
taffy
ones. Yeah. Crystal, my sister-in-law really likes them.
Yeah, and it I eat those quite often. The donuts are pretty good too, but varying degrees at different convenience stores.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another thing that they all do, I got two things. One is you can pay your bills at all of them, and you can get packages delivered there too. I don't know why you just wouldn't get it at your house or your work, but yeah, you can get them at the convenience store.
Yeah, my wife pays all of our bills at the convenience store.
It's really easy. You just hand them over. I pay $300 or $400 in bills at the convenience store, which is kind of crazy, all in cash. And then making copies / like printing photos there is excellent.
You can send faxes too.
Yeah.
But don't forget your alien registration card like I did.
Oh, I've never done it.
Well, I'll tell you this story real quick just because it was kind of interesting. I left my alien registration card on one of the fax machines at our local Family Mart. And when I realized it was gone, I was looking through my wallet. I went, oh my God, where could I have left it? And so I went back to the convenience store and I asked them, you know, if they had it. And they had it. I told them what it looked like. I told them my name. And then they gave it to me. And they had this bag that had all these lost items and stuff. And they were so gracious and so, like, they kept saying, like, they were sorry that I forgot it. And I was like, it's not your fault.
Yeah. I print photos from there. Like, I had to make a passport photo. And instead of using a passport photo booth, which are expensive, I just paid 10 yen. Or, sorry, 10 cents. I think it was 10
yen. It's really cheap,
10
cents.
And it was, like, a nice quality photo. And I just thought, like, well, if I wanted photos, I'd just come here. I'm not really into having physical photos. But if I was, it'd be an awesome place to do it. So, yeah, they offer a ton of services. You can buy concert tickets there. It's really, really useful and efficient. And I'm trying to think. Yeah, for me, it's, like, my favorite job. I couldn't live without them.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say before we break down the big three?
Well, I'm just glad that they're so close to my home.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it would be really hard to live in Japan, I think, without convenience stores. And I think I think if you live in a rural area, you probably understand the difference, you know. But living in the big city, it's just, you can't live without them.
I go there more than the grocery store. I don't think that's normal. Maybe it is for, like, a single guy. I actually have a family and a kid, and it's definitely not normal. But, yeah, it's just really exciting to me. And I think even 3 years in Japan, I'm still really into them. Maybe 5 more years, I might start going to the grocery store more. But, I'm still obsessed.
Hey, David.
Yo.
Let's take a break and go to the convenience store.
Well, let's go. See ya. Welcome back to Japan 2.0, and now it's time for our very special segment, which is our favorite thing about Japan. And today I'm here to tell you about my favorite thing about Japan, something I probably wouldn't have appreciated just about a year ago. But in the last year of my life, I've had a child, and my perspective's changed, and I think raising kids in Japan slash like having a baby in Japan is incredible. Something I don't think I could have done back home in the States where I'm from for a plethora of reasons. Just starting off, like the hospitals when you have a baby back home, and the cost, I could do a whole episode about that, but it basically cost $1,000 for me to have my child here, everything included. And that was incredible, and the service was amazing, the hospitals are great, the food is incredible. So it was just right away a really great start. A lot of things I was stressed out about back home. And then once I had my son, they recommend in Japan you stay in your house for the first month, just because diseases and things like that. But I think my wife and I only lasted about a week or two. That's pretty hard to stay in for us. And we started going out, and we were pretty worried about it. And right away, we just noticed it was so convenient and easy. People on the trains and stuff were just incredibly helpful. When you drop things, they're happy to pick them up. They always want to talk to you and touch your child, which some people might not like. But to me, I take it as a sign of endearment. Once you're out, even like all like the department stores or like nicer buildings just have really, really great like feeding rooms and changing rooms, and the quality level is so high. Like automatic like diaper, you put the diaper in it and like smashes it down and like sprays the spray in there to keep the smell good, and yeah, hand sanitizers everywhere, and very private rooms for you to go into, and it's just so clean. Back home, I probably wouldn't want my son like touching the changing tables and stuff, but here, like I said, it looks, everything is brand new. So the overall general convenience of having kids here, incredible. People's love for children here could be because of the aging population, where they don't see a lot of babies. Maybe our baby, you know, it doesn't look Japanese. But yeah, you just get a ton of attention. Matt and I both lived in Korea before, and you get a lot more attention for being a foreigner in Korea than you do in Japan. And the attention we get here with a child kind of reminds me of those Korea days. Where it's like you got a friend on every corner who wants to help you out, you know? Which has been really, really nice. So if you ever want to have kids in Japan, you're worried about having kids back home or the cost, just come out to Japan and you can do it.
Can I ask you a question? Yes, I know I was real quiet this segment.
I sounded off.
I was wondering, I mean, you know, my wife and I have talked about having kids and stuff, and the thing I guess that makes us the most nervous about having children in Japan would be
language.
Language, yeah, yes.
Yeah. I was worried
about
that.
You read my mind.
Yeah. So, I mean, that kind of goes back to like the hospital stuff, which was, we did a lot of research, and I was very, very, very worried. I was incredibly worried if I was having a baby back home in English. But we found a hospital that was like open to Western practices. So for example, C-sections aren't normal here. They're all about the natural birth. And my wife wanted the option of having a C-section. She didn't end up having one, but we found a doctor who was open to that, which told us right away that just by reading that on the website, that they must be Western-minded in some way. And when we went, he spoke a little bit of English. It wasn't as much as you'd want to feel comfortable when you're asking like hard-hitting questions. But the absolutely incredible thing the hospital did was that for free, maybe the insurance paid for it, but again, like I just pay my insurance fees at work and I don't have to pay any extra. They had a translator come in. She was a native speaker. She was from Hawaii. And that was incredible. We could like text her at any time, any questions we wanted. And to be honest, I don't think that's normal. I don't think like you should expect that, you know? But I think if you do your research and you're in a major city, you could probably find a comparable place to that. I don't think the first hospital you're going to walk into, you're going to get that kind of service. But for us, it seemed easy, you know, if we didn't stress about it too much. That was the first hospital we took seriously and actually went to go visit based on our research online, and it was incredible right away. So the language, at times, you know, like the translator didn't come to every meeting we had. You have to go quite often. Should just come to the big ones. So there's times we really wanted to know, like, the gender, and they didn't really want to tell us, and I think language is an issue there. But overall, surprisingly, it wasn't a huge issue. When the baby was actually like coming and it was like time to push, there was a small language issue. The English speaker wasn't there because it was like the middle of the night. And my wife was saying, like, it's time to go. And the lady thought she would go to the bathroom, so she kept, like, kind of directing her and pushing her towards the toilet. And my wife, you know, was quite excited and didn't really want to deal with any of that. And was just, like, yelling in English, no, the baby's here. And she got the point through, like, our excitement, I think. But I was starting to sweat in that moment because I knew what was happening. Liz knew what was happening, but we didn't really know how we were going to get it done. But yeah, I wouldn't worry that much about language, to be honest. If there's complications, maybe it would have been worse. We were lucky everything went smoothly. But yeah, most people would expect language would be an issue, but for us it was all right. We speak no Japanese, really. We do all our communicating in English, so.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So. It gives me hope for the future.
Yeah, still to this day, I get paid $150 a month from the government for having my kid, which I just use for like a college fund, right? So I just store that away for college. Because of the aging population here, they want people to have kids. We got a lump sum, I can't remember, we might have gotten a lump sum of $3,000 or $4,000 right away too.
$4,000?
Yeah, but I can't remember, but there's a lot of chances, and the more Japanese you can speak, I bet you can get enrolled in more programs, but pretty much get paid to have a kid here, which is insane. Have I told you that before?
There you go. That's the Japan 2.0 tip.
That is, have your babies in Japan.
Yeah, you get paid to have babies.
Yep. So move to Japan, have babies, help them out. They need more people here. Peace.
All right, catch you later. Hey, catch you after the segment. All right, we're back, and this is the second part of our talk about convenience stores. And now we're going to go through the three big convenience stores, and we're going to kind of rank what they're best at.
Yeah, we're going to go topic by topic, like categories.
And we're going to give them a ranking, and our ranking will be based on, we were talking about this, we were saying 1 to 3 pizza mon.
Specific there.
Yeah, pizza mon. Yeah,
so three will be the best, one will be the worst. By no means when we give it a one, that doesn't mean like we don't like that place. It's just in that category out of the three. It's all relevant. It's the worst in that category.
Right.
You'd still be happy if you go there.
Yeah.
They're all awesome.
And I will say that all three of them do pizza mon really well. So all of them get, I give them 3 pizza mon.
All right. We didn't talk about this one. Let's go into like their hot foods, such as mons and the chicken, and there's, I guess, oding is there, but I don't really touch that stuff.
Well, oding, it's called oding in
oden here.
Oden here, yeah. Oden here is like it's this liquid
fish
cake, and then also they have like radishes and yams and things.
It's really, really cheap.
It all comes in a dashi. I think it's dashi stock, which is like a fish stock. Yeah.
Seaweed.
And I don't know if there's seaweed involved. Maybe bonito. Maybe the bonito flakes. You like stewed bonito?
Well, Oden is dirt cheap. It's like 20 cents an item. You can get this bucket and they come put it in there for you.
You pick it yourself.
You can do both.
Yeah.
I've never done it, but I watch people do it. And I'm sad when I get behind them because they take a long time to do it. But the hot foods. So for me, the hot foods, my favorite is Family Mart. And maybe it's because it's the first place I got into the chicken, and there's called Fami Chiki there. It's the most juicy, succulent chicken. There's this famous gourmet chef, he's a Korean-American named David Cho. David Cho is a graffiti artist. And David Chang, he works at this like $100 restaurant. He did a tour to Japan with Anthony Bourdain, and he took him to Family Mart and ate the Fami Chiki on the street. He was like, this is like the best Tokyo food has to offer. And I really got a lot of respect for that guy because it's like a dollar. But I love the Fami Chiki. It's so juicy and so succulent. So for me, that's at the top. There are other items offered, but that chicken just reigns supreme. So that one gets three mon for me.
Okay, so I'm in agreement with you. Family Mart has the best family chicky. The spicy family chicky is my favorite.
Yeah.
And I've been to Lawson's, I've been to 7-Eleven, and their family chicky is fine. Or their chicky is fine. Convini chicky.
It's called El Chicky there.
Yeah, El Chicky.
Yeah.
It's fine, but nothing beats family chicky. So, and it's just fun to say. So I'm going Family Mart on this one. And 3 mon.
What's your second place?
My second place would be Lawson's.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Lawson's has
this. This is pretty good.
They have a big selection, and it usually seems more fresh. 7-Eleven, sometimes it just looks sad.
They have hot dogs always, and they're called American dogs here. They always have the hot dogs at 7-Eleven. They got some weird stuff.
Yeah, and they have mustard and stuff that you can put on the top of it, which
that's
is cool.
True, that's true. There's a big variety at 7-Eleven. However, I'd say the overall quality is the worst there. So, yeah, go to Family Mart if you want some hot food. For me, when the bentos are weak at any of the places, I'm always getting the mon or the chicken. And
yeah.
Family Mart's the place to go do that.
All right, next one. Let's do bentos.
Bentos, that's like the staple. That's what keeps me going every day for lunch at work. Bentos are very, very important. I was thinking of, like, if we ever get a blog up and running, to do my daily bento from there and just put them up so people can see that. I think I would have liked that before I came here. But anyway, Pierre, what about you? What are your thoughts on the bentos?
Well, I eat a lot of bentos during the week as well. A lot of lunches from Family Mart and from Lawson's, actually.
Yeah.
And my favorite has to be Lawson's because
me too.
We've talked about this off mic, and Lawson's does all these special bentos. It's a collaboration with a company like Muji, which is a clothing / housing shop. It's really kind of a unique shop. It's kind of like IKEA, like a mini IKEA, in Japan.
The Muji collaboration is Family Mart.
Is it Family Mart?
It's Family Mart. But okay. Lawson's is better at collaborations in general.
Okay.
They've done like ones with Hawaiian cafes and things like that here. And what Matt's saying is totally true, that Lawson's is always exciting, the bentos that are offered there.
You they have different bentos.
They'll have like a Hawaii theme going on, and go in the next, a couple weeks later, and they'll have, I don't know, right now mine has a wrapped kielbasa, which is a wrapped cabbage, pull of sausage inside, and it's pretty international, their food, I would say. So it's always staying fresh at Lawson's.
Yeah, I'm going to say Lawson's 3 mon, even though I made a mistake.
Oh,
and I gave the... I would give...
Well, second place, then, is Family Mart.
My second place would be Family Mart, because...
With the Muji bento. You ever get the Muji one?
I've had a couple. I've had, like, their steak.
Oh.
Like, their it's not steak, it's hamburger steak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not bad. And then they also have pastas, a lot of pastas.
Good pastas.
Yeah.
For me, mine does local like Kobe food at the Family Mart, so it'll say like this is sponsored by Kobe City. In my week, Japanese reading doesn't help here, but I just assume that means then like the food is local and from Kobe. Maybe I'm just too into the convenience store and have high hopes, but I really think it is.
Well, it's like you're saying, different convenience stores have different items.
This is true. This is true. And I wanted to get into like the one-offs a little bit too, because the natural Lawson's, we're going there. Their bentos are awesome. Unfortunately, I think they're only in Tokyo.
So natural Lawson's is like a
organic,
more organic. Yeah, the better ingredients go into the bentos. And
it's more expensive, of course. And my Lawson's in Kobe will carry some of their items, and it says natural Lawson's on it. But there's not an equivalent of that for Family Mart or 7-Eleven that I know of, or there's 100 yen Lawson's.
Yeah, so there's one called
I can tell you all about.
Hakyu yen Lawson's, which is it's almost like the regular Lawson's, except most of the items inside are 100 yen. They do produce too, which is kind of odd.
It's ironic.
They have cheap a lot of produce. It's like cabbage and carrots and stuff like that.
Overall, how do you feel about the 100? Like, is it good? One Lawson's.
I give it 1 mon.
One mon.
Because I think the 100 Lawson's the selection is okay, but
because of the price, they're kind of limited, aren't they?
Yeah, they're kind of limited, and then some of the snacks and stuff aren't as good as.
There are items there that are over 100 yen, just like 100 yen.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like if you get milk or you get eggs or something, it'll be a little bit more. But most things are 100 yen.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go on to our
talk about drinks. These are non-coffee drinks. We're going to separate alcohol and other drinks, and then coffee's another category for us.
Okay, well, let's do soft drinks, okay?
All right.
Soft drinks, tea, and...
Oh, man. There's lots of...
bottled coffee, and...
Sodas.
Yeah, sodas. There's a lot of variety at each of these, it's kind of hard to choose which one is best, but my favorite is going to have to be Lawson's.
For soft drinks.
Yeah.
All right, because, this is our first one we differ on, by the way.
Because when I go to Lawson's, I find like a lot of odd drinks that I don't see in a lot of other places. Not to say they're not in these places, but from my experience, I find more unique drinks. Mm. There's a royal milk tea that I get from Lawson's that I don't find in the other places.
It's crazy. I don't know that one. I'm a big royal milk tea guy.
And then there's this drink that they do these. It's salt and strawberry, or vinegar, salt and strawberry, or something like that. It's an odd drink that I've seen at Lawson's. I'm sure you could get it in other convenience stores, but from my experience, Lawson stocks more of those things.
All right. For me, my top one, this is the hardest category we've done so far for me, because I think they're all actually good for their own reasons. My top one is Family Mart for soft drinks, mainly because they have tapioca, bubble tea, and milk tea there that I really, really love, and the quality of it's great. There's a coconut one and a strawberry one. I like a lot of like smoothies and fruit drinks that aren't just like straight orange juice.
Like the yogurt drinks.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, these really thick yogurt drinks. So overall, this Family Mart offers the best ones, mainly for that tapioca tea. 7-Eleven is actually getting two mon for me on this one, because they have two items that are incredible. One is a cocoa, which I had never heard of until I lived here, but it's basically like a bitter dark chocolate hot cocoa, or I guess it's chocolate milk. And it's just so good. Like, it tastes like it should cost like $5 or $6 to me, but it's $2. And they have what's called a plain yogurt, which is just really, really thick yogurt, almost like a lassi. And it's really great. All my kids in my homeroom, they all love it too, and they drink it every morning. So that's great. And I'm actually going to give your top one, Lawson's, last, which is very, very close, just mainly because they're good. They're fine. They don't have that one item like I just described for the other places that like would make me go there just for that item. Mm-hmm. But I do agree. They do have a good variety of stuff. But yeah, there's not one thing that really gets me happy.
All right. Next is coffee.
Coffee.
And yeah. I feel like this one's going to be a unanimous vote.
Yeah, I'm a big coffee guy, but I actually love making my coffee at home, so I don't have as much experience, I think, as you do drinking coffee at them.
Yeah, I drink a lot of convenient coffees.
But I do think we'll probably agree. I think most people, they're pretty well known, so Fremont has got to be 7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven has the best coffee, in my opinion. It comes from a machine, so you...
You actually do it yourself there,
yeah.
Which is the only one I think you do it yourself at.
And, but they have, and that also gives you the opportunity to put in the cream and the sugar how you want. All of them will let you do that, but
yeah.
I just feel like it's more convenient and the flavor is best.
I will say though, you have to like drip coffee because that's their thing there. They don't actually do lattes there that I've seen. Have you?
Oh, they do iced lattes, but you have
ice.
You have to get that one.
They don't have the latte.
Yeah, I guess they don't have the latte machine.
Like Lawson's and Family Mart usually will.
Yeah, I guess now that you mention it, I don't know.
But
I usually just drink black coffee.
Yeah, so we're talking quality over quantity here. The quality of their drip coffee there is really good. They actually have beans. You see them being ground in the machine and coming out. Yeah, it's quite good.
So I rank 7-Eleven with a 3-mon.
3-mon,
and then
for sure.
My least favorite is Family Mart.
Where Matt just had a latte from.
This one was much better.
This is a special Family Mart.
Yeah, I don't think this one can... It's your typical Family Mart, but usually when I get a Family Mart coffee, I'm disappointed. Lawson's, I feel the same too. So Lawson's and Family Mart get 1-mon, 7-Eleven, 3-mon.
There's no middle. Yeah, I'll agree. I can't really distinguish the Family Mart. I think actually they're all right. They're fine. But
if you need a coffee, you need a coffee, but you could do better.
And then
7-Eleven is better.
We could get complicated, but we won't. But then they all have these cool coffee drinks that are like pre-made. They're essentially the same though, like they're Starbucks or other companies. So that's another option too. But I think we could how many more do we want to do? We're going to do beer next, alcohol, right?
Okay.
So, probably unanimous again. Lawson's definitely has the best alcohol. Fremont, do you agree, Matt?
Yeah, I think that Lawson's does get Fremont. They have the biggest selection and they have the biggest variety,
and they carry craft beer.
And they seem to stock things well. Like once if you buy like a seasonal beer and it's all gone, I feel like it's more likely that you'll see that beer again. In 7-Eleven, I go to 7-Elevens a lot, and if you go to buy like a beer like Grand Kieran, which is pretty common beer, but when my 7-Eleven runs out of it, it's gone. Like, I don't see it for months. Sometimes it's months. Recently they restock, but sometimes it goes two months without my favorite beer.
7-Eleven does have a special collaboration with Grand Kieran, which is the white. That's like a Weizen Grand Kieran, and you can only get it there. And if you like Weizens like I do, it's pretty good and it's worth going for. But the reason why Lawson's is easily the best for me, this one is, out of all of the ones we've covered so far, I feel like the strongest that Lawson's stands way above the rest is. I have a small little Lawson's in my small town, and they'll carry like Duvel or the Kona Ale Hawaiians. They'll carry a lot of Western beers, which generally Japan has a pretty big beer market. Craft beer is new here. And the other ones generally just carry Kirin, Asahi, Sapporo, Ebisu, and they won't bring in a lot of Western beers. They actually carry Budweiser and Heineken. But Lawson's almost always has one or two. Right now they have like Corona, which isn't that exciting. But
some people would be excited about that. Some people like Corona.
Mine has Corona. But they always have something cool, and it keeps me, like, every week I'm kind of excited to go see, all right, or I guess it's more like every month, what the cool new like Western beer is going to be at Lawson.
Yeah, and once again, you know, with all of these rankings and stuff, you know, I mean, take it with a grain of salt, because in different places, it's different.
Yeah, that's
for example, near my workplace, there's a Family Mart that has
true.
Craft beers from the Minnow craft beer.
That's special.
And it's a really special, you know. But
they always card you there, too.
They do card you there,
which is insane. We never get carded in Japan.
But so, I mean, depending on your Lawson's too, I'm assuming that not all Lawson's might have the great selection that your Lawson's has, you know.
Going back to natural Lawson's, their beer game is great. It's better than like a lot of bars you go to in Japan, which is ironic. I don't know how natural a good beer is for you, but yeah, there's the great craft microbrews at the natural Lawson's I've been to in Tokyo.
Let's rank them, okay? So you say Lawson's.
Oh, Lawson's is, if I could go four, it'd be four, because it's so far above. So three, Mon.
I say three, Lawson's. I say two for Fami. And I say one, Mon, for 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, I love you, but you do booze wrong.
Yeah. Any other categories you want to cover? There's definitely more.
I mean, we could go on and on and on and on.
I don't feel that strong. Ice cream would be my last one.
Yeah, we could do ice cream or magazines or whatever.
Should we do magazines since it's different?
Well, but I think magazines are one that depends on the convenience store.
All right, let's do ice cream and then we'll.
All right, let's do ice cream. Okay, let's see.
I'll go. I have mine. What do you think? I'm a big ice cream connoisseur. Even in the winter, overall, I think I have ice cream probably three or four times a week, and it's almost always from the convenience store. 7-Eleven is my favorite ice cream shop, which I think this is maybe the first. Oh, coffee now and ice cream. 7-Eleven's at the top. It's going to be hard, and we have to choose our favorites in the end. But I think 7-Eleven's ice cream is great. Mine, again, it could be location, but generally they just have the biggest variety. They have the most ice cream to choose from. They do a collaboration with Cold Stone, at least in my town. Again, it's the only one that carries Cold Stone ice cream. I'm not the biggest Cold Stone fan, but they have a lot of like special Cold Stones here. Last week they had like this Hershey Chipwich, chocolate chip ice cream sandwich that was really awesome. There's ice creams I've never heard of in my life before back home that are so good. They do that, the mochi ice cream, which actually is a mochi. It's like a bonbon. If you know what a French bonbon is, it's like that. And it's really cheap, and the quality is great.
Pinot?
Oh, Pinot's at all of them.
Pinot's like it's like bonbons.
Look it up.
That's really
it's
like
the best
bonbons.
It's so cheap, and it's so good. So for me, 7-Eleven gets three mon. What's your three moner?
Yeah, I would say they usually have the biggest frozen section on average.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to have to go with 7-Eleven too. Last year during the summer, or this year during summer, I found like a pudding flavored popsicle, you know, from 7-Eleven. I guess it was like I don't know, ice cream bar, I guess. Mm. And I always find like good. They always have it. It's well stocked.
Yeah.
There have been times where I've gone into Family Mart and they just. I looked through and I didn't see something that appealed to me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's the way they have it set up or something, I usually like it. Usually they have the real open freezer. Do you have that in yours?
Yeah, it's not closed at all. Yeah, that's right.
It's a wide open.
Wasting energy. Wasting energy. That's why we like them.
That's why we like it. Yeah, good job. Good job, 7-Eleven.
I don't really have a second or last place on this one. The other two are pretty even, you know. There's not any real distinguishing factor.
Yeah.
But I remembered another category that we said we're going to do, which is like the logos of each company.
Okay, let's finish with that.
Logos.
All right. So
who's your favorite?
There's the logos. Well, you know, I would say that I would go with Lawson's.
Interesting. Yeah.
I like Lawson's.
They're a Tumon for me.
Their logo is... it has blue and it has this old like the white writing. It says Lawson's, but it has like the it looks like a soda jerk or something like that, like something from
jug,
the
I thought.
19 yeah and like Lawson, a, the milk like a milk truck or something.
Lawson's
from
is a
1940s movie. Yeah, or something
it's a
like
North
that.
American company. Don't quote me. I think it's Ohio originally, and then Japan bought it. But it's definitely from, it could be Canada or the States, but I think it's Ohio. So yeah, it does have like this old Americana vibe.
Yeah, I like the motif. I like the colors, the blue. They do blue and white stripes with
pink.
Yeah,
I'm dying for a Lawson's uniform, actually. I've always wanted for Halloween, this is my big secret, but I've always wanted to be a Lawson's worker. Because their uniform, I will agree, even though they're my second place, their uniform is awesome because of the hint of pink. It makes it pop.
Were you there on Halloween when we saw the people dressed as the signs, the three signs?
Oh, no, you're breaking my heart, though.
Oh, yeah. So on Halloween, I saw three guys. They did they did the big three. They did Lawson's, 7-Eleven, and Family Mart, and they wore the signs. It was just cardboard boxes, but they did a really good job. It was still cool.
All right, so for me, my first place is for the logo is Family Mart, and it just made me want to like Family Mart so much. We lived in Korea, they had Family Mart, and it just looks really sharp. The sign is always like really bright. They use a nice like fluorescent behind it, and yeah, their shops just in general on the inside and the air, they're most like snazzy and clean usually, and I like the blue and green, like bright kind of neon light. Nothing else really stands out, but just strictly the logo, I like Family Mart. Lawson's is my number two. What's your number two?
My number two would have to be Family Mart, I think. And then 7-Eleven. I think maybe 7-Eleven because it's so common. We had a lot of 7-Elevens in California.
There's nothing that special about it. The music in 7-Eleven, mine for like 2 months always played Sweet Caroline. Yeah. Like a MIDI version of Sweet Caroline. So they do a lot of MIDI versions at 7-Eleven. That's going for them.
They do the Monkees in ours. I hear the Monkees all the time.
I think they get one and they stick with it on repeat for like a couple weeks and then they change it.
Yeah, I get the little, I end up humming it when I come out. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that's the song.
Yeah, I do that. I do that all the time when I leave a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just great that we have these convenience stores in Japan, and it makes life so much easier.
Yeah.
And, I recommend if you come to Japan or if you're living here, you know, take advantage of the convenience stores. We bought tickets to see STP from Lawson's, and that's a bit of it was a bit of a challenge, but you can do it.
I think we did it in 10 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's annoying for those 10 minutes, but I mean, 10 minutes to get a concert. I could walk 30 seconds out of my house and buy it.
7-Eleven's doing the pre-sales for the Star Wars tickets, so I'm going to try to do that.
Cool.
Probably on my day off, you know.
I bet you're too late.
You think so?
Yeah, but you can try.
I'm going to try.
Let us know. Report back.
I'm sure they can't sell out. I'm holding out hope that they don't sell out all. They can't sell all pre-sale tickets, right? Because people are going to show up to the movie theater and want to get in, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out.
I'm going to find out. I'll let you guys know.
So, we have a song. It's coming.
Yeah.
Do you have anything in your head?
Yeah, I got one.
All right, you do this one.
All right. Well, this group is it's kind of an odd group. It's a hip-hop group from Tokyo. And they're actually doing a concert tonight. I just found out this out at the hamburger place I go to all the time. They're doing the concert here in Osaka. And they're called Small Circle of Friends. And it's a guy and a girl, and he's a kind of a rapper. He raps, and I think he produces the music as well. He's kind of like a I think he's a producer of a lot of these songs that are from this record label called Blue Cafe. Mm-hmm. And they kind of do bossa nova hip hop kind of stuff. But I've been listening to their stuff a lot lately, and a lot of it's available on iTunes.
Yeah.
And this song that I'm going to play, it's called Perfect Beat, or Looking for the Perfect Beat.
Oh, that's a reference right there.
Yeah, it's doesn't sound anything like Looking for a Perfect Beat. No. You know,
the African Bambaataa
song.
Yeah.
But it just has a good feel to it, and a lot of their stuff is kind of cheery. It reminds me a little bit of like Parappa the Rapper music. There's a few artists out here that I feel give me that vibe, you know.
That's a good vibe.
The woman's vocals are not always my favorite, but yeah. But I think everything together everything comes together, and it gives them a unique sound. And I really have been enjoying their music.
Why aren't we going to go see them?
Well, maybe we will go see them. Yeah, and we'll let you guys know about that.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a fun one to record, and one of our favorite topics.
Yeah, and if you like our show, you know, please rate us in iTunes. We promise the quality is going to get better with every episode. I mean, I think our first couple of episodes might have been a little shaky. We were getting back into the podcast game.
Yeah.
But, thanks for listening, and until next time.
Yeah, well, check out our Twitter. It's definitely up and running now. I think we're at a rate where our...
I always mess up our ending and our intro.
I checked it out. You can search it any way you want, and it'll still pull it up.
Yeah.
Because the username and, like, the name you search for are different, and they both work. So it's all right. But I think we'll end up putting these out, like, a month after. So when you're getting them, it's, like, a month after what's actually going on in our lives. So this will all be ready for you. But, yeah, it's just Japan 2.0. You can just type that in. You can either spell out the point or actually type a point, and it'll come up either way.
Nice. We were worried about that.
Yeah. It comes up either way. You can email us japan2.0@gmail.com or tweet us. Probably tweeting is the best way to get at us. We'll be up on iTunes, so check us there. No website yet. Maybe eventually. We'll see.
Yeah, we're going to work on this stuff. Just keep coming back. And
but
then
tweet us questions you have, or give us any interaction. We'd love to,
If you heard our podcast, we helped you with anything, or
questions.
If you have any comments, or you think there's something we can improve on,
topics you want to hear about,
yeah, all those things are welcome. Please, we'd like to hear from you.
We got our first follower without even putting out an episode.
So awesome!
A record company in Spain, I want to say.
Oh, cool!
Yeah. I tweeted that we're going to be recording about record shopping eventually. So that's a preview for you.
Yeah. Record shopping is coming soon.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening, and have a good time wherever you are in the world. We're Japan 2.0. Peace. Yeah.